Chris Ron, Jamie, Mark Scores with you. And where are you? Are you at work? Maybe not. I feel like it was a big vacation weekend slash week last week heading into this one. I think a lot of people plan their vacations for after July 4th. They want to be here for the July 4th holiday. June is too soon to go on vacation because school just ends, right? At the beginning of June, it's just ending. You're getting your summer act together. You've got swim team. You've got tennis. You might have baseball. Then you make it through the July 4th weekend, and then everyone goes on vacation. I guarantee you your local pool is less crowded this week and next week than it's been all summer.
Maybe they just didn't want to travel with the rest of the mess because everybody travels on the 4th of July weekend.
There's that too. But all I know is the pool that we went to after July 4th growing up, it was empty. I don't know where everybody went. I guess people went on vacation, but it just felt like it was dead after the July 4th weekend. But I know where a lot of people were this past weekend, and that is the Lake of the Ozarks.
Mm.
The Lake of the Ozarks, which is a busy lake with boats that are too big for the lake in the lake. And I think actually a sad story. Somebody did die. A Wentzville man died a couple of weeks ago, maybe, in the Lake of the Ozarks in a boating accident. But you always heard about, okay, so I grew up when I was younger. Like, I stopped going to the lake when I was like 12, but when I was younger, we would go to the lake. That was kind of our family vacation. We'd get the Sears cargo. We'd put it on our station wagon, and then we'd head to the Lake of the Ozarks, and people would do wave runners. And we always heard about Party Cove. And Party Cove, which is real, but as like a 7-year-old who didn't know anything, they're like, there's bodies in Party Cove, and it's just, it's gross. And
Party Cove is not for you at 7.
No, it's not.
It's for people in their 20s and 30s.
Yes. So then I started thinking, and then I heard on KMOX that one of the public beaches was closed because of E. coli. Now, you said, in defense of Lake of the Ozarks, Lake Michigan sometimes has E. coli warnings.
Every summer, Lake Michigan, at least once or twice a summer, will put out an E. coli warning statement.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Not to get in the lake.
Not to get in the lake. The whole lake or just certain beaches?
I don't know.
It can't be the whole lake.
I didn't.
Things like an ocean.
I didn't pay close enough attention because I wasn't getting into the lake very often anyway. Yeah. And I don't even know why it happens. Is it the seagull poop?
No, I think stuff overflows from the city.
Oh.
Yeah, because that's what happens in California in the ocean. It dumps. Okay. And at any rate, the Lake of the Ozarks has had that warning. And so it just got me thinking about how many bodies are at the bottom of the Lake of the Ozarks. Because I've been looking at different news stories, like, well, 12 people drowned this year in the Lake of the Ozarks. Well, it looks like only five people drowned this year so far. The numbers were a little sketch, but definitely 5 to 12 people die every year at the bottom of the Lake of the Ozarks. You don't always recover them. How many bodies do you think are in the bottom of the Lake of the Ozarks?
I mean, historically?
You have no idea.
No,
Why am I asking you?
It's probably,
you've never even been to the Lake of the Ozarks.
I have not been to the Lake of the Ozarks.
You're not even a St. Louisan.
Lake of the Ozarks isn't in St. Louis.
No, but it's the vacation destination.
Yeah, if you're rich.
That's, again, he hasn't been to the Lake of the Ozarks.
I haven't been to the lake.
Yeah. Doesn't
Patrick Mahomes have a house on the lake?
Yeah, but that's
new. It's like a $10 million
house.
That's
not how it was growing up. That's not what you did. Like,
doesn't our boss have a $10 million house on the lake?
Hulse. No, he's got 3 boats.
No.
Yeah. But at any rate, the Lake of the Ozarks. So at any rate, I have friends who now, they go to Table Rock Lake. So I would like to rile up the listeners. Which lake is better, the Lake of the Ozarks or Table Rock Lake down in Branson? We're going to make this our question of the week, I believe. We're going to put it up on Twitter, at ChrisAmyKMOX. But yeah, just, I think there's a lot at the bottom of the lake. And the thing is, dark water is scarier than clear water. Because when you go to Destin, if you go to the Gulf side of Florida, you can see like 15 feet down. You can see what's going to nip at your toes. But at the Lake of the Ozarks, especially, have you ever sat? Well, you haven't been to the Lake of the Ozarks. But you guys, like an inner tube where it's just your bottom hanging down in the water.
Right.
In the lake, you don't know what's biting that thing.
Has anything ever bit
your bottom?
Yeah, you.
No, but I'm pretty sure you feel stuff. It could be a stick. It could be a fish. Dark water is scary.
In Florida, it's probably a gator.
Not in the ocean.
Maybe.
It's probably a stingray.
That's also possible.
Or a shark.
When I was in Florida once, we did the... So they have their little rivers that come in from the ocean. I don't know if you call them rivers. They're not quite that, but people live off of them.
Okay.
And they do manatee tours.
Inlets,
I guess. And they do manatee tours.
Okay.
Where they take you out, they go find manatees, and they let you get down there and swim with them, and you can't, you know.
Oh, I thought they were really mean.
No, they're super. They'll come up to you, but they tell you don't touch them.
Yeah.
They don't want you to touch the manatees, but they're very docile.
Okay.
And they're adorable. And I was afraid the entire time that I was going to be eaten by a gator. Because isn't that where the gators hang out? In the water, right?
Yeah. Yeah. In the inlets, in the swampy, kind of, not the ocean water.
And if I am not mistaken, you don't have to worry about the gators in Lake of the Ozarks. Unless people have, you know, raised an alligator, it got too big, and they just went and threw it in water. Because that does happen. Which is a very dangerous thing to do. Now, what you're describing when it comes to the lake, all I can think about, and again, I have not been there.
Insane to me. Why don't we got to take this show to the Lake of the Ozarks? You are a guy who's made for backwater jacks.
Oh, is that the place where everybody stands up and goes wee wee in the water? Like, I know
you're
talking. I've heard about that place.
You're drinking.
Yeah, I've heard about
that
place.
It's like a pool and a
bar.
Yeah.
So,
because it was open, it was famous because it was like open during COVID, obviously.
Right.
But then
I remember
someone
that.
Said, if you leave Backwater Jacks and you only have COVID, you're pretty lucky.
Doing pretty well. So my question is, based on what you're describing to me, and I have to take your word for it because I don't know for myself, is Lake of the Ozarks actually gross?
Well, no. I think it is certain parts where the E. coli is. But the Lake of the Ozarks is huge. It's not like a round lake that you're looking at it.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
Google Lake of the Ozarks.
I've seen it. It's
shaped
snake-y.
Like a dragon.
Yeah.
To me, it looks like a dragon. So there are quieter coves and there are busy coves. Party Cove is gross.
Party Cove sounds fun.
That's where the vomit and the dead bodies are.
Okay.
So you just got to know which cove to go to. That's why people who like have their homes on quiet coves, those are the homes you want to go to, because then you can water ski and you don't have to be worried about getting run over by a yacht. Because on the main channels of the Lake of the Ozarks on holiday weekends, it's like Jeff Bezos is blowing
past
you.
It's a free-for-all, isn't it?
It's a free-for-all.
Texter says Table Rock is cleaner, clear, cooler water, which is terrific alliteration. Well done. I don't know. I haven't been there either. And also, this message says Lake of the Ozarks is where Jimmy Hoffa's body is, you know?
My gosh.
That's not true.
That could be true. That texter gets it.
No, I thought he was.
You would never
find. Isn't he buried in cement?
In the Ozarks. You would never find Jimmy Hoffa in the bottom of the Lake of the Ozarks. That is such a great place to put Jimmy Hoffa. I didn't even think about that.
Poor Jimmy Hoffa. He's probably lived out his days, you know, on the beach somewhere.
At Chris Amy KMOX, our question of the week. Guys, you better start voting. Table Rock Lake is already crushing it. Not many votes, though.
Really? Another texter says Lake of the Ozarks is warmer, muddier water.
Oh.
1,100 miles of shoreline.
That's so much shoreline.
It really is.